Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and super vocabulary for your high IELTS score.
Your band name score.
So, Rory, shall we advertise our phrasal verbs course? What do you think?
Oh, again, people must be sick of that kind of advertising by now.
Oh, shall we talk about advertising then, Rory?
Yes, let's talk about advertising.
Oh, dear listener, are you excited about this advertising topic? Advertising, advertising. What could be more annoying?
Well, we have to talk about it for IELTS. So let's talk about advertising.
Do you like online advertising?
Not much, really. Mostly because it's pretty boring and repetitive, and you can see it everywhere all the time, especially with pop-up adverts. That also interrupts my viewing experience and distracts me when I'm trying to work.
What's your favorite online ad?
I quite like this one for flowers that's always on between YouTube clips. I'm not a big fan of watching that kind of thing in general, but if I'm going to do so, then it should be something calming like that one.
Do you stop watching things because of ads?
Yeah, I basically stop doing so right after they start, so I don't die of boredom. I have to stop watching the thing and then click an icon to clear them. I really don't like it. It's all marketing propaganda, and I can't be bothered with it.
Is there much advertising in your country?
Oh, far too much, if you ask me. You can see it everywhere, from ads on the street to the ones on TV. Usually I ignore both kinds and all the others. I don't find them particularly eye-catching, to be honest with you.
What advertising do you have in your country?
Well, different kinds, really, including slots on TV and inserts on the internet and newspapers and on billboards in the street, now I think about it.
We have our premium episodes for you, where Rory and I are discussing speaking part 2 and 3. We use fresh IELTS speaking topic.
What are we discussing this week?
And this week, in speaking part 2, we are describing a person Rory knows who likes to talk a lot. And in speaking part 3, we are talking about talking in general. Yeah, so the link is in the description. Do check out our premium episodes, okay? Hey, thank you, Rory, for your answers. Advertising, dear listener, such a typical IELTS speaking part 1 topic. So, Rory, tell us, what's going on with advertising, adverts, ads, commercials?
So, broadly speaking, all of these things are the same. Commercials are something that's quite common in American English, but it's still correct for IELTS, and ads or adverts or advertising is more common in British English. But we're all talking about the same thing, which is companies advertising or showing off their products in order to get people to buy them.
And when I say commercials or adverts or ads, I mean all sorts of advertisements, right?
Yeah.
On TV, on the radio, billboards, so any kinds.
Anything that tries to persuade you to do or to buy something is advertising.
Yeah. What's the difference between advertising and advertisements?
That's a good question, actually. As far as I'm aware, advertisements is the noun that describes the individual things, and advertising is just the concept as a whole. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So when you mean individual ads, adverts or commercials, you can also say advertisements. But advertisements, this is a very long word. So usually people say ads, adverts. But advertising is this industry, like biology, marketing, advertising. And the listener, yeah, and advertising is good. And also the examiner asks question, is there too much advertising in your country? Meaning, do you have too many adverts?
And the answer is always yes, if you're someone like me, because I hate advertising. I mean, unless I'm doing it ironically for things that I make and sell, but I don't like it in general.
And we say that advertising is pretty boring. But if you say advertisements or adverts are boring and repetitive. Advertising is repetitive, repeats again and again when you watch your favorite film.
Yeah, especially if you're like me and I have a very narrow set of things that I watch on YouTube. So the algorithm only selects these very specific adverts for these specific products. And so I just end up seeing the same advert again and again and again. And it's very repetitive and monotonous and tedious, and I don't like it.
Yeah, so repetitive, monotonous, all the same, and tedious. Tedious, the same as boring, dull. And also, advertising interrupts my viewing experience. So it's kind of like stops my viewing experience, whether you watch it on TV or YouTube.
You could just say it interrupts what I'm watching, though. I was just trying to be fancy.
Yeah. And what do you call these adverts, these annoying little adverts when they're like, boom, 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 on the screen?
Oh, pop-ups. I hate them.
Right. Pop-ups or pop-up advertising or pop-up ads, usually on like what, on YouTube, yes, or whatever you are reading.
Well, they're everywhere now. To be honest, I think we even have one on our website, or we did at one point.
Yeah, so pop-up ads, they just pop up like pop, just appear. For the IELTS purposes, dear listener, you should have your favorite online ad. Okay, maybe like a Nike or Guinness or, I don't know, Google. Do they have any advertising, Google?
I've not seen any advertising for Google, but I imagine
Amazon. Amazon is actually pretty good, you know, like a...
Really?
Yeah, like a gameplay in terms of like advertising industry. So Amazon is just like...
How much are they paying you to advertise?
No, nothing. You see, I'm already advertising Amazon. So, dear listener, yeah. So what is an ad that you like online, all right? Maybe you don't like it, but you can say just you like it. Rory mentioned some flowers. Well, I wonder what they are. And you can say that I'm not a big fan of watching online ads. Yeah, or I find online ads annoying. Or you can say I don't have my favorite online ads because I hate them. I really dislike them. And then you can say that, like, if I do watch them, if I do watch online ads, they should be calming. You can say that I basically stop watching a film when ads start, so I don't die of boredom. So die of boredom. So it's too boring, so I can die. And usually we watch things on YouTube, and you can say that, like, you should click on the icon to clear it. Clear it just to remove the ad from YouTube. You click on the icon.
Unless you have an ad blocker, in which case it does this automatically, which is very nice. But most of the time you have to stop and then clear whatever it is, stop watching it, and then go back to what it is you're watching.
Yeah, and an interesting trend is that video advertisements are becoming shorter, because usually people like close them after 10 seconds, like on TV. So kind of, I've read some statistics, you know. So yeah, like 10 seconds, that's it, you know, like close it. Or now, for example, some people like mute them, because lots of video ads have sound. So they have their sound on, and then you're watching a film, and then a bam, it just like pops up, and it's very loud. So it's very annoying. So now the trend is that the ads don't have any sound, you know. What do you call such ads?
Muted? Or just silent ads? They're usually ads have some kind of sound, but maybe that's muted automatically.
You can say that there is far too much advertising in my country. So far too much, like too much, a lot. So we use just far to intensify, like we're like really too much. For example, Rory, is there much fast food in your country?
Oh yeah, far too much. Like, we have all kinds of fast food here. I'm trying to think of something we don't have, but we have it all, and people are not well because of this.
Yum, yum, yum. Right, and then you can say that, okay, different kinds of advertisements, ads on the street. Okay, we have ads, adverts on the street, like a street advertising, adverts on TV. And you can say, like, I ignore everything. Like, you ignore adverts, all kinds of adverts. But maybe, dear listener, you kind of enjoy adverts. I don't know. And what's the adjective that we should use about ads?
Annoying.
Yeah, annoying. What else? A positive one.
Well, I used it in a negative way, but eye-catching is something that makes you focus on it when you see it. But I said they're not particularly eye-catching, which means this does not happen. I just see it and out of the corner of my eye, or I glance at it or have a small look and I understand, oh, it's advertising, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I glance at it, you look at it for a very short period of time, like, oh, okay, ads, okay, I'm not looking at it. And usually we say that effective adverts should be eye-catching. Okay, so they catch your eye, they grab your attention. But you can say, like, they are not eye-catching. Or you can say, oh, I really love ads, I know, on billboards, on like big billboards, because they are really eye-catching. Now, what else can you say with this eye-catching? Because it's like a very topic-specific vocabulary.
Well, just for advertising, I don't know. I think clothes can be eye-catching, or a piece of jewelry can be eye-catching.
Mm-hmm. And about adverts?
No, don't ask me. I hate adverts. I'm like a market researcher's worst nightmare. It's funny, actually, because I get paid to fill out or complete market research surveys. And every time I have to do this, I always say this advert is boring because people know it's an advert and they can tell that you're just trying to sell them another thing. So you need to not do that. And I do it every time. And this poor market research person who has to filter these results, whoever they are, has to read my comments over and over again.
And then the final question is about, like, what kinds of advertisements do you have in your country? I think it's like all over the world we have the same ads. And Rory said, like, different kinds of adverts, slots on TV. So adverts have slots on TV, so special time.
Yeah, it's like a time slot.
Yeah, and we call it broadcast advertising, dear listener, if you want to use a specific term, broadcast advertising. On TV or on the radio, an advert is broadcast on TV. So it's kind of shown on TV.
Oh, is it passive voice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but we just call it like broadcast advertising, and then ads on the internet, so online advertising. And Rory, which word did you use, like inserts?
Oh, yeah, inserts. But that's, if it's on the internet or in a magazine, these are just things that are added to advertise something, really. It could be a flyer in a magazine or a tiny segment of a web page.
So pretty much adverts online, okay? Newspapers, we can say print advertising. So everything which is in like magazines, newspapers. And also on billboards. So we call it outdoor advertising, dear listener. So billboards, advertisements, which are seen in public places. And also, like, on the sides of buses, inside cars, taxis, like trains. So outdoor advertising, dear listener. And billboards, yeah, this is the word to mention. Like, ads on billboards in the street. Okay, dear listener. Then, if you want to be super educated, dear listener, we have social media advertising. We have emails. Okay, Rory, do you get emails?
I do. And most people find them annoying and they send them to their spam folder, which is an email folder for filtering your email. But I like having them because whenever I'm at the gym and I need something to distract me from whatever I'm doing, I clear my emails from these companies. I don't read the emails, I just clear them. So it's kind of useful in that sense. It's a useful distraction.
Therapeutic. So this type of advertising is called direct mail advertising. So the examiner asks you, like, what advertising do you have in your country? You say, well, social media advertising, broadcast advertising, print, and direct mail advertising. You see how kind of cool you sound. Also, you can mention brochures and flyers. What are they?
They're basically pieces of paper with the advertising on them.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very sexy or exciting, but that's what they are.
Also, mobile advertising, dear listener. Like on mobile phones and podcast advertising, okay?
Maybe. You would never catch us advertising on this podcast.
Yeah, like, we never advertise any companies.
We have never done that. No, no.
It's like, McDonald's, do keep in touch, please. We can kind of advertise Nike also, if you're listening. Google, yeah, we're just ready to advertise you. Amazon also like, come on, okay, let's be partners. And also the trend, Rory, today in advertising is organic social media advertising.
Oh my God, I don't even know what that is or where to begin explaining that. What is that?
No, because like you were saying that ads are annoying, and once you recognize it's an advert, it's kind of, oh no, I'm not reading, I'm not watching. But now they have this organic ways, like organic food. They kind of, they write an article, and indirectly, Rory, they kind of advertise their stuff, and you don't even like notice that it's advertising, okay? And it's really cool. It's kind of like, they also, I think there's this thing which is called like natural advertising. Really cool stuff.
As long as it's not annoying, then it's fine. Actually, that's a terrible principle to live by, but for the moment, we're talking about advertising, which I hate, so it shouldn't be annoying.
Yeah, also, dear listener, this is useful for your speaking part three. If they ask you about advertising and stuff like this, you can also say that in-game ads are super popular. So ads which are used on mobile gaming apps. So because billions of people play games on their mobile phone, and there are lots of ads there. All right, and actually people who play games on their phones, they do watch these ads. So kind of in-game display ads, they're called.
I don't think they have a choice. You have to watch the advert. It's awful.
What are like banner ads?
I have no idea. Are they like the inserts that you have there, ads that appear at the top of a web page or something?
Yeah, like inside the game on your mobile phone, dear listener. Okay.
I don't know. I don't play games on my mobile.
No. Okay. All right. And also there are like ads at stopping points in the game. So kind of there's a break and then a bam, like a pop-up ad or some ad. There you go, dear listener. Now you know everything about the trends in advertising. You're welcome.
Yes. You don't need to consult anyone else about this.
Thank you very much for listening. We're sending you hugs, love, and joy. Bye.
Bye.
Do you like online advertising?
Not much, really. Mostly because it's pretty boring and repetitive, and you can see it everywhere all the time, especially with pop-up adverts. That also interrupts my viewing experience and distracts me when I'm trying to work.
What's your favorite online ad?
I quite like this one for flowers that's always on between YouTube clips. I'm not a big fan of watching that kind of thing in general, but if I'm going to do so, then it should be something calming like that one.
Do you stop watching things because of ads?
Yeah, I basically stop doing so right after they start, so I don't die of boredom. I have to stop watching the thing and then click an icon to clear them. I really don't like it. It's all marketing propaganda, and I can't be bothered with it.
Is there much advertising in your country?
Oh, far too much, if you ask me. You can see it everywhere, from ads on the street to the ones on TV. Usually I ignore both kinds and all the others. I don't find them particularly eye-catching, to be honest with you.
What advertising do you have in your country?
Oh, different kinds, really. Including slots on TV and inserts on the internet and newspapers and on billboards in the street, now I think about it.